Okay, let's get cracking. We're continuing to learn the 8th parak of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning parak Ches Mishnah Vav and parak Ches Mishnah Zayin. Parak Ches Mishnah Vav is going to be continuing our discussion of Maaser Ani, the special gifts that were given to the poor people during the 3rd and the 6th year of the Shemitah cycle. Says the Mishnah, Midazo, these measurements that were discussed in the previous Mishnah, Parak Ches Mishnah Hey, discuss the measurements, the minimum measurements, the smallest amount that can be given from various crops, various wheats, various produce to the poor people as part of Maaser Ani. So says the Mishnah, Midazo, these measurements that were given in the previous Mishnah, Amur Bekoanim, Uvalavim uvi Yisraelim, they apply equally to Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, that when they're giving their Maaser Ani, these measurements apply equally to them. Continues the Mishnah, Hoya Matzi. Let's say you have a farmer who has all of this food that he's giving out as Maaser Ani, and he wants to save them, not for himself, because he's not allowed to have them, but he wants to save them for friends, for relatives who are poor, and who would be able to otherwise get Maaser Ani, but they're not there, they're not in the threshing floor, they're not there, waiting to be to receive all of these crops. So what's the halacha? Can he save them for other people or not? Says the Mishnah, no tell mechza v'no sein mechza. He can save half of his produce for his friends or his relatives, but he must give half of it to the poor people who are there in front of him. So sort of a pshari, compromised approach. Some of them he can keep and save, and some of them he must give to those who are there. Finishes off the Mishnah, Hayulo davar muat. But if once he distributes, if he has a very, very little, small amount left, so much so that any of the previous measurements that were given in the Parakhes Mishnah, hey, it wouldn't equal that amount. He doesn't have a kav of wheat and so on. No sin lifneim, says the Mishnah. He should just put the produce, put the grains and so on in front of them, in front of the poor people. Vehein michalkin beinehim, and the poor people themselves will divvy them up, will distribute, will divide it all equally. But it can't. The farmer can't distribute the produce if he's giving less than the measurements that were given in the previous Mishnah. Now we're going to continue with Parak Ches Mishnah Zayin, and it's really just going to be discussing various topics related to tzedakah. We've been discussing Maaser Ani, various gifts that were given to the poor people. Now we're going to discuss various elements of tzedakah, of charity. Says the Mishnah, Ein pochasin la'ani ha'over mimakom lamakom. A person shouldn't give less than the following amount to a poor person who's traveling from place to place. You have an ani, a poor person who visited your town, who's visiting your town. You can't give him less than mikikar bepundion me'arbasin bezela. You can't give him less than a loaf of bread that costs a pundion, which is an amount of money, at a time me'arbasin bezela, where a loaf of bread costs 4 saws of a sella. When basically the bottom line is, says the Mishnah, you have to at least give the poor people a loaf of bread which will last him for 2 meals. That's the minimum amount of food that a person needs to survive each day. Give him 2 meals, give him a loaf of bread. That's the minimum amount that you must be willing to give a poor person who's traveling in your town. Lun, continues the Mishnah, if he's sleeping there, not just traveling through, but sleeping in your town, nostin lo parnasas lina, you must take care of anything that he needs in terms of sleeping, a place to sleep, bedding, pillows, and so on. Anything that might be needed for someone who's sleeping there, you must provide that with him, for him as well. Continues the Mishnah, Shavas, if he's going to be with you for Shabbos, no sin lo mazon shalosh sudos, you don't only have to give him enough food for 2 meals, but on Shabbos we have 3 meals, so you must give him enough for 3 meals on Shabbos. Now we're going to discuss and distinguish between two different types of tzedakah. We have the tamchoi, which was like a little bit of a tzedakah collection for those poor people traveling through your village, through your town. And then there was a kupa, which was the tzedakah box of the town for those poor people actually in the town. So tamchoi is for the travelers, and a kupa is for the poor people who live in the town. Says the Mishnah, Mishi yesh lo mazon shtei sudos. A person who has enough food for 2 meals, lo yito min tamchoi, he shouldn't take from the tamchoi, he shouldn't take from this charitable donations that are for those travelers in the town. He shouldn't do it. He has enough for 2 meals. He shouldn't take the loaf of bread from the tamchoi. Mazon arba esrei seudos lo yitol min hakupa. And if there's a family who has enough for 14 meals, again, for that whole week, right? There are 7 days in a week, 2 meals a day, that's 14 meals. So if someone in the town has enough food, has enough money for 14 meals during the week, then he shouldn't take from the kupa. He shouldn't take from the treasury, from the tzedakah box that's supposed to help poor people in the town itself. And finishes off the Mishnah, v'hakupa nigbeis bishnayim umitchalekes bishlosha. The kupa, when money's being collected from the town for poor people in the town, it was sort of like a tax that was being collected. Right? Nowadays you have taxes, and those days there are also taxes. And the money went to this kupa that was distributed, that was given to poor people in the town. So the hakupa nigbeis, that when the money for the kupa to help the poor people of the town are being collected, bishnayim, you must have two people, at least two people, who are collecting that money. And the reason, as the Bar Tanur points out, is because you need at least two people to establish this tax, to collect this tax from the people of the town. And when distributing the money from the kupa, you must have at least three people. And the Bar Tanura says that because these three people are assessing the needs of the poor people, are deciding, are these people really worthy, really deserving, really in need of this money from the kupa? And when you're establishing this, when you're assessing their needs, you need three people. You need basically a Beis Din, a court, a Jewish court, to adequately assess, do these poor people need the money or not? Quick review. Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin discussed, rather, Parakhes Mishnah Vav continued our discussion of Maaser Ani, and we discussed that all of these halachos, all of these measurements in the previous Mishnah were true by Kohanim Yisraelim and Levim as well. And then the halacha was concerning, the question was regarding, can a farmer distribute, can he save food for his friends who are poor, for his relatives who are poor? And the halacha was that he can distribute half to the poor people who are there, and the other half he may save for other people. Then Parakhes Mishnah Zayin taught us the various halachas regarding tzedakah. How much must you supply to a poor person who's traveling? How much must you supply to a poor person who's going to actually sleep in your town? What if he's going to stay for Shabbos and so on? The bottom line was, for each day he should be supplied 2 meals. Shabbos he should be supplied 3 meals. And if he's going to sleep in your town, you should certainly help him with all of his needs to be taken care of if he's going to be sleeping there as well. And the Mishnah just concluded by distinguishing between the tamchoy and the kupa, between a tamchoy, the charity that's stuck in your town that would help those travelers, and the kupa, the tzedakah in your town that would help those people who are living there. It's very important to sort of always be focused on the tamchoy, to always be focused on the people who are outside of your town, who are outside of your community, who need help, but to also focus, certainly, as the Gemara says, Ircha Kodman, it's important to focus on the people in your town to help them as well with the kupa. Have a great day.